All right, next up, we've got Berkeley Social Scene. I thought this was a cool use of chiptune and an amazing vocal performance and an amazing vocal delivery, you know, and thank goodness, because that verse melody is too simple and too repetitive.
Stilted, you know, rigid.
Yeah. Now, you could say the same about the chorus, but I like the chorus.
Yeah.
And even though it's just four notes, I think it's 1,000 times better than the verses. And the bridge is good, too. And that bridge resolves in like this especially strong and climactic way. And so I like that a whole lot. I'm sure that's Geach doing the lead vocals.
Yes, that's true.
So I'm going to go into a little bit of a digression. I've mentioned this before. You know, Jerkatorium used to be just me for the first very, very beginning. But I realized early on that my vocals are bad. Bad? Bad. So the best thing possible happened, and Chumpy joined as 50% of Jerkatorium, doing 100% of the lead vocal work. And so I'm wondering, you know, why doesn't Berkeley Social Scene lean more on Geach and Sam? You know, I'm hoping, and it can't be rude of me to suggest that, you know, Geach and Sam are much better lead vocalists than the other three, than Martin, Ken, and Glenn. You know, they have to hear that too, right? You know, so yeah. I'm kind of wondering why don't they push a lot of that more onto the stronger vocalists, just like, you know, like I did it, too. I don't think it's insulting to me to say, hey, Ryan, your voice sucks in comparison to Chumpy's. Why don't you let Chumpy do all the lead vocal work? I'm like, yes, yes, for the betterment of the music. I'm doing that.
I don't want to be a dick, but I noticed that Martin was credited with silence in the song, which... I don't know how to take that except the funny way.
Yeah, well, it's got to be. So, yeah. So, okay. So that's cool. But anyhow, yeah, that was my rant.
I also felt that the verses were pretty bad. There are basic exact rhymes, and I really don't like the use of what I call non-rock and roll nerd words. Like the word conveyed, I don't think should ever appear in a rock and roll song. Like betrayed, conveyed, thoughts distraught. Forgot and fraught. Like, I just groaned every time I heard those words. Mm. Also, pure as the driven snow is a cliche we do not need to hear anymore. But I thought the chorus was great. And I kind of wished that the counter melody would come in sooner. Because it was, you know, how repetitive the chorus is. It's still great. Something about it just really sticks with you. And I'm sure this is going to be a chorus that I'm going to be singing over the next 5 or 6 days in the shower.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be adding my own counter melody right away. And it's not going to be a three-note counter melody. It's not going to be come see us, we'll help you. You know, I feel like there was a kind of a missed opportunity to have a more flowing counter melody. I sort of wish that they had done that and they had done it sooner. But really, that's a minor complaint because I do like the chorus a lot. And it might be the strongest chorus of this round. I'm not going to stand by that, but maybe. Okay. It's definitely a very strong chorus.
Yeah, we're going to say that until we go on to the next songs, which have super strong choruses too, you know.
And the next one doesn't. Spoiler alert, it does not.
Okay. Well, for this song though, again, I'm going to say that it's a strong chorus and I like the chorus better than the verses, but maybe that's in comparison of the verses because the verses were not strong. And the chorus itself, four notes.
Effective though, somehow.
Yeah.
And no, it's just repeating the title over and over again.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm not stating myself very well because I liked this song. And most of the reason that I liked this song is because it was such a great vocal performance. And I think even though I'm dismissing this chorus as four notes, I did say that I like this chorus and I do like this chorus. But I think that the thing that really pulled it off was the lead vocalist doing a bang up job.
Yeah.
Like,
good job,
and a bang up job is like not even adequate for what it was, because it was a really, really great vocal performance.
Yeah. Lunkhead does well when he sings the counter melody as well. And I think he also may sing some other backing vocals. Also, there's doubles and harmony parts, and it's a well done lead vocal.
Absolutely. Yeah. And well mixed and well mastered.
With all that too. Tasteful bleeps and bloops courtesy of Lunkhead, who's good at that sort of thing.
Yeah.